Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, men. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, divas and hustlers. You could have been anywhere doing anything tonight, but you are rocking with us on the D-Hour Network Indie Up Saturday. My name is Ray Cole, and I'm going to be kicking it here in a little bit with my co-host, Mitri D. He's kind of running behind. But tonight, what we got going on, we're going to be chopping it up with singer, songwriter, rapper Jess J and hip-hop artist Jilly. So what I'm going to do here is spin a few tracks, and we'll be right back with our first topic, the Illuminati. Stay tuned. Stick with us.
Back then, corporate ain't understand how we got it in. We were so bright, so beautiful, so young, so dumb, we was eating bull. Walked off again with a stack daily. We ain't give a fuck, not in solidarity. Driving like we had 9 lives. Looking back so many times, we should have died. Used to use Demetria ID for the strip club. Back when I had the blonde, I was doobied up. Straw was the shit, then came second. Kira kept my cook full, bitches kept stressing. You don't know what I did to be here. Oh, you been through too, nobody cares. We know the edge is going back, we ain't off that. Fuck a little piece, I want all that. I want all that. I want all that. We know the edge is going back, we ain't off that. Fuck a little piece, we want all that. We want all that.
I used to think sick, holding my future like when Raheem died. Eddie Kane, Junior Flow, just a liquor high. Walking past my mom's house, mama on the stoop, asking to speak to me, dad shit wasn't cute. Natural born heartbreaker like my daddy. Late bloomer, slick mover like my mammy. Sammy, I guess you would if you could, huh? My non-ass trainer did a nigga good, huh? When little niggas getting pulled over Glen Ridge, I was in sick eating weed G shit. Used to say, bitch, make a move, there's a problem. Bitches fighting in their thongs, yup, God got them. Some took it too far, well, we couldn't stop them. Used to be hand to hand, now niggas drop them. We are not the same, geographically. Degrees far below extreme, catastrophe. We know the edge is going back, we ain't off that. Fuck a little piece, I want all that. I want all that. I want all that. We know the edge is going back, we ain't off that. Fuck a little piece, we want all that. want all
now
that.
Now every time I write a rhyme, my right hand start itching. With Drifty on the bill, other cats start bitching.
Oh, no.
I step on the scene, then they glow, go missing. Marathon mainstream, oops, the dough missing. Fine, fly, flashy, more nasty than I ever been. I'm giving out napalm, bitch, tell a friend. I don't respect them dudes, we was never friends. I cut a cousin off quick like we was never kids. Fuck out of head hitting, baby, what you bringing in? I'm grown now, fuck, I love you in the pillow store. I lay the golden ant, kill a pig, put the pork. You might as well just walk it out. Shit, I've been a bad motherfucker, what you talking about? Alpha bitch approach change me, you will without. The bell, the beautiful, the movement. Bitch, watch your mouth. Yeah, watch your mouth and move. We know the exit going back, waiting on that. Fuck a little peace, I want all that. I want all that.
Yeah, all that.
I want all that. We know the exit going back. We ain't off that. Fuck a little peace. We want all that.
Yeah, yeah.
We want all that.
Yep.
We want all that.
The difference between me and you is I absolutely believe everything I say from the bottom of my heart. Because it just is. I mean, you know. I feel like a day can't breathe. I feel good. I'm in the streets, so I put a spit wheels to it. I play the game well, allergic to the bleachers. Hell on these niggas, but heaven for a Keisha. And I was doing this and back with the broke it down. Running around somebody's town with some stock black beetle. A pretty red bone with a head on right, but my money light, so I'm getting out my feet. A zone three quarterback, a zone four flanker. I never had a note putting rims on the tanker. My nigga pretty tone counting money like a banker. My mama still here, thank God I can thank her. I want the big time, so I did it big time. From the time big time got etched in my mind. I only want the broad if I attitude ill. And them unfamiliar heels walking right past the line.
I'm gonna be riding that car, blowing that smoke, taking that trip, popping that shit. Yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that, yeah, yeah, I do that. Hey, you know why I do that? Riding that car, blowing that smoke, no, taking that trip, popping that shit, yeah, yeah, I do that, yeah, yeah, I do that, yeah, yeah, I do that. You know why I do that?
Lame niggas falling off like cat hair. I fell from the sky, I'm just trying to get back there. I am refined from my shoes to my hat. Well, I know she want it every time she give me that spell. And any nigga ever trying to give me that spell, I stay strapped, I'm never concerned with that player. I'm such a good time, I got high hopes. And your drought could never affect my dope. And your folk could never affect my folk. I only feel God in the phrase I broke. Why would I take orders? I'm about this. I fall through and let a model smell lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
She said ain't about the money, you a hypocrite.
Man.
If it ain't a glitch, man, trying to fix it.
Man.
I'm on my elephant turn, bitch. And if the record sound right, go mix it.
I'm gonna be riding that car, blowing that smoke, taking that trip, popping that shit. Yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that. Hey, you know why I do that? Riding that car, blowing that smoke, taking that trip, popping that shit. Yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that, yeah, I do that.
Man,
you know why I do that?
Are back. Is this Metri D I'm speaking to, a.k.a. No Reason?
No Reason in the building. Sorry about that,
Boom.
Shorty. I'm here with you.
Oh, no problem, no problem. It's cool. It's all good. It's all good. So, we're going to move on to our next topic here, the Illuminati, right? Ooh. Yeah, so I've been doing some research. Some reading, so yeah. Here we go. I'm going to read this article, what I found about the Illuminati. Hold on 1 second. me pull it up. All right. It's called A Comprehensive Guide to the Illuminati, the conspiracy theory that connects Jay-Z and Queen Elizabeth. Yeah, I'm assuming whoever wrote this article, who is it wrote by? Not seeing the name. However, I don't think that they necessarily believe in the Illuminati, but that is, you know, that's their preference. It says, why did Jay-Z and Beyonce name their kid Blue Ivy? What's the deal with that? Madonna's Super Bowl halftime show. Why did Whitney Houston die? Some people might say that the famous people are weird and sad is the answer to all the questions, but no, the answer is the Illuminati. Who? Allow us to explain. What is the Illuminati? The Illuminati is an ancient and shadowy group of elites who control nearly every aspect of life on this planet, from finance and government to religion and culture. Let's see here. Who is in the Illuminati? They got a whole list of these names that's supposed to be in the Illuminati. The Illuminati is made up of the world's political and financial elite and also rappers. Theoretically, membership roles are kept secret with most YouTube intellectual degree that the following people are members. Barack Obama, the Pope, Queen Elizabeth II, George Soros, Ben Bernanke, George W. Bush, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Rihanna, Bob Dylan, Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Jim Carrey, and they even got Willow Smith family. What do the Illuminati do? Oh, you know, conspiracy stuff. Assassinations, currency manipulation, Super Bowl halftime shows, all executed through puppet institutions and groups like the Federal Reserve, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Freemasons, and Def Jam Recordings. And all carefully controlled and hidden to ensure that their meddling in world affairs will remain a secret. Yeah, I'm going to read what Wikipedia says that the Illuminati is. According to Wikipedia, the Illuminati is a name given to several groups, both real and fictitious. Historically, the name refers to the Bavarian Illuminati, an Enlightenment-era society founded on May 1st, 1776, to uphold superstition, prejudice, religious influence over public life, abuse of state power, and to support women's education and gender equality. So, I mean, me personally, well, I'll take your take on it, Lucy. What do you think about the Illuminati? What's your thoughts?
Well, life is about me. I see life is about big business. I believe somewhere something is controlled by somebody with higher power. Not saying, you know, not like the whole situation with God and everything, but there is always influences by somebody with financial stability that's able to manipulate a situation. You know, and I'm always believe that. So there could be an Illuminati, and there may not be. But somewhere there's a puppet master behind every transaction in this world.
You say somebody pulling the strings, huh?
Somebody pulling the strings.
Well, this is what I believe. I believe that there are secret societies and evil people, even people that worship the devil or that are rooting for the Antichrist. But why is it that every time a black person becomes successful, they have had to do something evil or over the top to get there? For example, Beyonce and Jay-Z, they have been hustling and grinding the music game for years. We attribute all of that to a secret society. I feel like we totally disregard the work that they contributed to obtain their success. It's like we'd rather believe in hocus-pocus than hustling and hard work, you know? And my next gripe with this Illuminati mess is, do we really think if there is such a society, those regular people would know, you know what I'm saying, like know who the members are and who they actually are? Do you really think that we would even have a clue?
Well, you got to think about it. Like back in the day, when the Freemasons were born, you know, a lot of people didn't know about Freemasons.
Right. This is true.
Until it came out, you know. But they were making, you know, people were going to jail. They hit them with, you know, they give them that love. And next thing you know, it's like, this guy just did triple murder. But boom, boom, next thing you know, the judge is like, not guilty. And everybody looking like, what the hell just happened?
I mean, I agree that it's in life, for real, in most instances, it's about who you know. You know what I'm saying? So, granted, I mean, it's unfortunate if the judge is a Freemason and you a Freemason or whoever you know and they got some type of connections where they can get you off here. That's unfortunate if you are just slaying people and getting away with it. But, I mean, I just think that sometimes, especially black people, we'd rather believe in some superstition than believe in just anything else. Like, I mean, I just feel like we just kind of over the top with it a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I'm with you with the hustling and grinding. I believe Beyonce and Jay-Z, you know, put in work. And they put in, you know, they put in work. And it takes you to start putting in work for people to notice you. And that's
right.
Where... Yeah, that's where their hand comes in. Like, look, okay, we see you out here grinding. You know, you selling your tapes out the trunk of the car, and you just made millions. Well, check this out. We're going to push you along to help you make $100 million. You know, we're going to help you get to that level. And so, but in return, we want you to be part of this organization, and when we call upon you, you know, so bitch, you know, you need to put in work. We already know you grind, so we need you to put in this work. You know, and that's how life really is. Because I'm not gonna lie.
I mean,
I wish a person would push me. Hey, I'm grinding every single day. Help me make $100 mil. I'm there, I'm listening. What you need me to do? I'm sorry, you know.
So you going to sell your soul if it's an Illuminati?
Hey.
And you going to shake hands with the devil and drink that blood and do an orgy?
I put the little goat mask on and do the little dance around the fire and shit.
Man,
if I got to get this money.
Look, I ain't gonna judge you, but if it is such a thing as an Illuminati and all this stuff they saying is true, you got to keep in mind it's you got a soul and it's an afterlife. Now, I mean, if you don't believe in all that, you think this is the end all.
I believe it, you know, and I hope God understand, you know, my soul. You know, he truly he knows my heart, but he all know, you know.
Nah, man, you're looking at the things of the world.
It's that work, you know. I'm like, I got mouths to feed, and sometimes you got to do things that you don't want to do to feed who you got to feed.
I mean, my thing is this. I don't care if it is an Illuminati, if it isn't. If it is, if you want to shake hands with them and sell your soul, that's on you and your soul. But I feel like, you know, if there isn't one, like, it ain't people a break. Like, I mean, every time you look up, it's some type of conspiracy. Granted, yeah, I know they be throwing up them symbols and people be seeing pentagrams and all watching our whatever it's supposed to be. But I just say, just pump your brakes. Let's take the facts into consideration that some of these people did hustle for a very long time to get to wherever it is that they are at. So, I mean, we don't know. We just outside of looking in, but I'm just so tired of the hocus pocus and, you know, they drink blood and shoot each other booty and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just, you know, like, you know, and not only that, my thing is there's a lot of the people that keep saying it be some of the same people that's trying to get into the same industry. So what you going to do if you approach with the same offer? You get what I'm saying? Like, what you going to do? You going to take it? You know what I'm saying? You talking about these people, but you trying to be in their spot, though. So that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of times, especially, I'm not saying white people and other races of people don't do it, but especially in the black community, we hate so hard on one another. You know what I'm saying? We can't never just be attributed to hard work, sacrifice. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not sacrifice meaning killing nobody or cutting up no goat and, you know, painting your forehead and tribal, that type of shit. But, you know, we just can't never just say, man, that dude been grinding. It's like we were talking about Jay-Z last year. One of the questions, not last year, last week. And one of the questions was, what, 94, 96? I was like, dang, he'd have been out that long? So, I mean, I feel like it's only right that if he has been working, you know, to get to the next level, he worked his ass off to get there. So just cut it out, black man.
Right.
Stop it.
You know what?
Stop it.
a lot of people. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah,
that was
like
my
a lot of people
grind my ears.
You know, a lot of people grind hard, and I appreciate the hard work. You know, because I'm out here grinding 24/7 myself, and so it's like you put in the work, you know, and you get what you know. If you come up, and I'm grateful. You know, I'm glad for a person. You know, because one day that's gonna be me. You never know if you sold your soul to get it. Hey. At least hopefully you put in the, like I said, you know, you put in the work to have them notice you, so, hey, you know, it is what it is.
Right, and that's my thing. Like, I'm hoping to one day, I'm not going to say B, I don't want to be Beyonce, I don't want to be Jay-Z, but I want to be in a position where, you know what I'm saying, where people are like, damn, she worked her ass off, hopefully, to get here, you know what I'm saying, or like, you know, something in somewhere in the entertainment business, but I don't want nobody to be out spreading no shit about me, like, oh, she, you know, like I said, she's drank his blood, you know what I'm saying, and sold her soul, and I ain't do all that, I work my motherfucking ass off, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, like, and that's what I want my legacy to be, not that, you get what I'm, you feel me,
right,
you
right.
Hear me knocking,
Petrie.
Yeah.
I hear you talking, but people don't believe her. Ray Cole has sold her soul to be a part of Illuminati.
Nah, I can't sell my soul. That ain't mine to give. You give, you feel what I'm saying? I can't give you what ain't mine. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Hey, you know, people do it every day, baby. People give something that, no, it ain't theirs, but they still give it away anyway.
They still
give it
away, okay?
It ain't mine, but you can borrow it.
You can have it for a minute now.
Right, you can borrow it for a little while. I don't want to be too big in the game now, because, you know, if I get too big, they're going to notice me. They're going to say I'm part of Illuminati, so we don't want them to know that. Just give me enough so that, you know, I can let you borrow the soul for a little while. But when I get to that level.
I need it back. I'm trying to get to heaven now. But my thing is I do believe that it's people, like you said, it's people that definitely hold all the cards. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was watching The Breakfast Club, and Kanye West was on there. He was doing an interview. Huh?
Super Bowl.
I ain't gonna even get started. But yeah, I was watching Kanye West, and he was talking about, you know, pretty much how, like, I guess the shoe deal, and he was talking with Nike, and, you know, I guess they were giving him a difficult time about when they're gonna be able to release his shoe or whatever the case may be. And, you know, and he was pretty much saying that, you know, that we're all somewhat slaves to, like, you know, to what goes on, like the stuff that they brainwash us to, like, diamonds are a girl's best friend, you know, like stuff they brainwash you to believe that you should have or that you should do because this is, like, the social norm, you know. And he just really got off into it and was like, you know, that people, there are people that are, like, that hold the cards, like the billionaires. He said there's only, I didn't check the facts, but this is what he said. There's only 7 black billionaires out of, I forget how many he said. I think it was like 14,000 and something. So, I mean, yeah, like, I mean, just listening to him talk, I definitely believe that it's somebody somewhere, you know, that you got to kiss a little booty to get to where you're going. But that's really in any aspect of life, you know, but.
Right.
You know.
That's any life.
Go ahead.
You know, it's always going to be somebody above you. That you won't have to bow down just a little bit to get what you need to get to maneuver yourself into a position. That's why, like they say, life is like chess, not checkers. So you always got to try to stay a step ahead of the next person to get where you need to be.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it is a game of chess.
You know, and that's how, and I hate to see, like, you know, life is like that. You know, we all should want to be willing to help each other. Okay, I just made a meal. And I know you got this talent. I've seen you sew. I've seen you dance. Well, look, I'm going to put up some money to help you get out here. Just repay me back. You know, once you get to that level, or, you know, let me get a piece of the action of, you know, we signed a contract, and so be it. You know, we in this together. I'm going to help you get to the level that you want, as long as you repay me, because I'm at that level already. You should want to help the next man that's in your crew or the next man in your life. If you're getting all this money and you're really not sharing it, what you going to do? I know some people probably listen like, why am I going to share my money with? It's the same person was there probably when you was trying to get on and still was loyal to your, you know, loyal to you by telling you, dude, you can make it. You're going to be good. When even when you were doubting yourself, they were still in your ear talking about, hey, you're going to do this. One day you're going to wake up and you're going to do this. You know?
Well, I definitely say this, and this is in regards to any aspect of life. You just cannot expect people to do the same things that you're willing to do for them, for you. Because if you go into it with that mindset, you are always going to lose. But with that being said, we're going to have to cut the Illuminati. Illuminati. We're going to have to cut that that chit-chat short. I'm going to run two more records here to backtrack because I didn't shout out who those first two joints that I played were. It was Adrift the Bell, and the track is called More, and Bobby Creekwater called I Do That. So, yeah, that was those two. Now I'm about to run Chaz Mason, You'll Thrill Me, and Desiree Grown Woman. So sit back, relax, and hopefully when we get back, we're going to be talking to our first interview, Just Jay. So, yeah, here we go. All right, all right, all right. We're going to bring it back in. The second song, unfortunately, won't be getting played at this time because we have our first interview, Just Jay, on the line, honey. So let me give him a introduction here. Originally born in Kampala, I hope I said that right, Uganda, Just Jay moved to Kentucky in 1985 when he was just 3 weeks old. Although he spent a few years in Cleveland, he spent most of his last 28 years in Louisville, Kentucky. He currently lives and works in Lexington, Kentucky, and still finds time to sing, write, and produce his own music. To quote Just Jay, success is what happens when vision and preparation meet opportunity. I like that. And we're going to go ahead and have him on. How you doing this evening, Mr. Just Jay?
I'm doing good, doing good. How y'all doing?
How's it going, man?
Wonderful. Going well.
Well. Okay, well, first I want to thank you for taking the time out to do this interview with us. And
not a problem. Thank you.
Stuff. Oh, no problem. So I'm going to jump right on into it. Tell us what your name represents and how you ended up picking Just Jay as your name.
No doubt. Just Jay is actually a name that I coined for myself, and back when I used to play my music for my friends and my coworkers, you know, they used to always ask, you know, well, who's that singing all those harmonies? And I'm like, oh, well, that's me. And, well, who's that, you know, doing all the music and everything? And I was like, oh, well, you know, that's me. I was like, well, who recorded all that for you? I was like, oh, well, you know, it's me. It's just Jay.
It's me.
and so that's just kind of how the name came, and it stuck. And, you know, ever since then, I've just been going by it.
Okay, that's smooth. I like that. Who did that? Just me. That's nice. Okay. All right, so here we go with the next question. What projects are you currently working on?
Yeah, no doubt. I'm currently pushing my self-entitled EP that you can stream or download for free from SoundCloud on my page. And I'm working on my my second full-length album right now back in the studio. Shades of Light is the name of that project, and it should be out sometime between beginning to middle of the last quarter of this year.
Okay. What was the inspiration behind the name or the title
of
the album?
That's a great question. I grew up Southern Baptist home, and to this day, you know, I'm still a firm believer in Jesus Christ, and, you know, there's a very special passage where he's talking to disciples and he says that, you know, you are the light of the world. And for me, you know, when I do my music, I feel like that's kind of me letting my light shine as best as possible. And, you know, with this music, that's, you know, basically what I'm trying to do. I'm not really trying to preach any particular message, but, you know, just take the things that are important to me that I'm dealing with in my life and try to relate to people as best I know how through my music.
Okay. Well, if you think about it, music is kind of, I don't want to say it's like preaching, but it is, it can be very uplifting. You know what I'm saying? Music can really alter moods and put people in, you know, different areas in their mind. So, you know, if you do have a positive, powerful message to get to people, you know, sometimes people need that. Like, I mean, it was a point in time I had to listen to Nina Simone every day, you know what I'm saying, just to get up and go out, you know. So that's,
oh yeah, no, you're right about it. I think music has a way of, you know, kind of just reaching beyond, you know, the things that we know how to express, and like, you know, like you said, whether it's just giving us what we need to wake up and step out every day, or, you know, finding a way to describe the things that, you know, we can't really articulate in our own words. You know, a song may come on the radio, or a song may come on, you know, that somebody, you know, tells us we need to go listen to, and the next thing you know, everything we've been thinking and feeling, you know, is right there, you know, on the track, and it just, you know, it gives life to everything that we're going through. So, you know, you're definitely right about it.
Oh, yes. I always say music is magic. Okay, let's see here. What is the inspiration behind your music?
That's a great question. My life that I'm currently living definitely gives, you know, the inspiration for my music. A lot of what I talk about are the things that I'm going through, you know, the ins and outs and ups and downs of relationships, You know, being, you know, a young 20-something-year-old male, you know, I like to go out and have fun. And so I do talk about that as well. And, you know, there are larger things going on in the world that I try to give my perspective on. I try to draw from the things that we all can relate to in regards to just, you know, the common experience of being a human being. You know, everybody wakes up and tries to go to work and, you know, tries to be a little bit more of who we said we were going to be when we were a kid every day.
Right.
And, you know, I think those are the things that I try to speak to and let inspire me. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I definitely feel you because, I mean, you know, life sometimes can take us, you know, when you're a kid, you think you can do everything and you want to do everything, but then when you become an adult, it's like, whoa, like, I didn't know I had to walk that road to get there, you know, so, I mean, much respect to anybody that's, like, pursuing their dreams, you know what I'm saying, or trying to live out whatever dreams they had as a child because, you know, life ain't really promised to go the way we planned it to go. But I'm going to go ahead and go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying I'm just agreeing. That's true.
But no, I was going to go ahead and let my co-host, Mitri, shoot you a few questions. Mitri?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just got one good question. What do
okay.
you see yourself in this, and with your career in about, say, roughly about maybe 3 to 5 years? What do you want to be? You know, where do you see yourself being?
Well, right now I work a full-time job, and music is what I do, you know, on the side. And I'd love to see that reversed, you know, short answer. I'd love to see the music that I'm making and the pursuit of that be what puts food on the table for me and, you know, keeps me in the black and when I look at my bank account. So, you know, that's probably the best answer I could give you and the shortest answer I could give you.
Okay. I understand. That's cool. Sound like a plan to me.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you got to pay them bills. You got to do what you got to do, man. You gotta
definitely.
Okay, so what has been the best piece of advice that someone has given you and the worst piece of advice someone has given you in regards to the music business?
Okay. I think the best piece of advice that I've been given is once you've found your style, you know, just be the best that you can possibly be at it. You know, there's nothing wrong with being different or being unique. It's actually a good thing. You know, just be the best you that you can possibly be. And I think the worst advice that I've ever been given was kind of the opposite. You know, do more of this, do more of that. You know, be like so-and-so out there. And it just never works. You never feel comfortable in your own skin when you try and imitate what other people are doing out there. And I think the more you try to be like what's already out there in the music industry, the more you limit yourself as far as any long-term potential you could have because, you know, it's here today and gone tomorrow.
I agree with you on that. I will say, you know, I checked you out on SoundCloud, you know, as you know. And I will say that you have a very different style. I'm like, is he rapping? You know, like, I didn't know that was you. You know, I'm thinking, like, you had somebody else on there, but you, like, singing, rapping, it's smooth, you know, and like you said, it's not really like what everybody else is doing. Like, I feel like you make yourself stand out a little bit more with your particular style because sometimes I'll be in the car and, you know, be listening to the radio and I just have to turn it off. Well, you know what I'm saying? Or pop in a CD because it's like, it sounds just like, you know what I'm saying? Three, four songs, like, I can't take it, you know? So I will definitely say you have your own unique style.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No problem. Go ahead, Meech. I'm sorry. Meech.
Yeah, that's what the world is starting to miss. You know, everybody sounds like everybody. You know, it's always good to have that new style to come out, to, you know, just to, you know, shake things up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. You got it, man.
And make yourself stand out. I feel like we're in that generation of you can really be an individual. Like, I mean, even though there's a lot of people that sound the same, but I think they're definitely looking for individuals because if you notice, individuals are the ones that go a lot further than the people that sound like the next, you know, Joe Blow on the radio. So I definitely think that you're winning in that aspect.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I really do. You know, I grew up singing for a long time, and I always dibbled and dabbled in trying to be an MC, but I never took it seriously, you know, and until I got to college. And I had friends that, you know, we would just freestyle for fun. And next thing you know, it's kind of like, Jay, like, you're kind of tight. Like, you might want to do that. And I was just like, nah.
So you have to sound good.
You know, like, I'm a singer. That's all I'm going to do. And then finally, you know, one of my big brothers, you know, he was just like, Jay, if you're going to do it, you know. But I will tell you this much. If you're going to sing and spit, like, you don't have to really bring it when you spit, you know. But just come straight out the gate doing both. And, you know, I finally embraced that. And, you know, that's kind of where I'm at now. So I definitely appreciate the fact that, you know, y'all like it and support it. Thank you.
No problem. I got a few more questions here, and then we're gonna let you introduce your track, and we'll be pulling that up here. Let's see here. Sorry, I got everything wrote down, and I have my eye on the question. Okay, what has been your greatest success in the music game thus far?
I think my greatest success to date, that's a great question. I think just being able to, you know, have the idea of putting together an album and a project and being able to go in the studio and get it done and really be able to get here. You know, I performed on several different stages and opened up for different people, but it was always doing somebody else's material, you know.
Right.
And so for me, you know, to be at the point where I'm at now where I've got, you know, people like yourself looking to contact me about my own music, you know, that's the greatest reward. You know, and I look forward to, you know, even higher heights in the future.
Most definitely. I can definitely see that happening for you because, like I said, you have a very, very good and unique sound. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely see some great things happening for you. Okay, so just to kind of throw things to the left here, we were talking about the Illuminati. So since you're on the air, we want to know what your take is on the Illuminati, since that was one of our topics.
Okay. I think there are a lot of successful people in the world, and I think the world has built itself around people with success and people with money and influence and power, you know, working with other people who have that same level of success and money and power to stay where they're at and to move and shake the world, you know. But I think that there's a, you know, super dark, evil, secret organization running the world behind the scenes, and they're using the, you know, the music industry to take over the world? No, I don't. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, this world operates and turns because, you know, the good Lord above lets it do that. And,
right.
You know, nothing really happens on this earth without his approval. So, you know, I don't really think that kind of thing would happen. Short answer.
Okay. When you say Illuminati on here, you got to say, ooh, like there's spooky noise behind it. Okay, I got one more question for you, and then we're going to get into the music here. This is like another kind of, I don't want to say generic, but, you know, kind of fun to, you know, spice it up a little bit. If you could have dinner with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
That's easy. I'm gonna have to go with Alive, and it would be Jill Scott. And from day one when I first heard who was Jill Scott, I was done. I mean, that's, to me, it's probably one of the greatest and you know, most amazing female vocalists ever. And
yes.
I mean, I love what she's able to do, and she's so vulnerable but honest with her lyrics. It's just amazing to watch, and you know, all of the music that she does and her career, and I think I've probably bought Who Is Jill Scott at least 3 times because I've worn out the CDs and playing it so much. So yeah,
wow.
She's one of my favorites.
Well, I'm happy.
I'm not the only one that did that.
No, I did it too.
You definitely not, bro. You definitely not.
I, I done burnt it about 50 million times. And every time I get it, somebody steal it from me.
I got to replace
it again now.
No, definitely. The only other album I do like that is Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I'm probably about to be on my fifth copy.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, but that just tells the making, in my opinion, the making of a good album or a very good artist, because if you are willing to go and pay that $10 to $13 at Walmart, you know what I'm saying, for the same CD more than one time, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy, but it's like if you got to have it, you got to have it, you know?
I definitely feel you.
Definitely feel you. Okay, do you want to, you have any shout-outs or anything of that nature you want to do?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I would definitely want to shout out the whole state of Kentucky, you know, especially Louisville, my hometown I grew up in, and Lexington, Kentucky for sure, where I live now. Shout out to all my friends and family and all the other spitters and singers I know that are in Lexington. And also my dad and my family back home in Uganda, East Africa. Those are my people, so shout out all of them. Most definitely, I love you. And, you know, we ain't stopping here. We're only going forward.
There you go. All right. Do you want to go ahead and introduce your track?
Yeah, most definitely. This track is called There's No More Us, and it's on my self-entitled EP that's out right now. You can get it on soundcloud.com/itsjustj-1. It is available for free download, and it's written, produced by me.
Okay. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. I wish you much success in your career, in your life, and I hope that you are able to turn it around where you're making money with your music. I believe that you can do that because, like I said, I listened to what you had to bring to the table, and I'm going to tell you straight up, I'm not the type that just give out compliments. You get what I'm saying? If I don't like it,
<Yeah. laughs>
we wouldn't be talking about it right now. Well, I'm not going to say that, but I wouldn't be giving you a compliment. But I really think that you're talented, and I think that everything you did, from the beats to the melody to the raps, everything goes. So, you know, much love to you, brother, and thank you for coming on. Mitch, did you have anything you wanted to say before we go ahead and spin this track?
I just wanted to say thank you again, and, you know, hopefully, you know, the next time I got something coming out that, you know, I can come back and talk about it.
Anytime.
I know. Yeah, you're always welcome. Just hit us up, hon.
I sure will. Appreciate you guys, and thank you so much again.
No problem. We about to get into it. Just Jay, There's No More Us. Boom.
When it's gone. Couldn't tell us if we wasn't in love.
Fast forward now, perfect strangers. Guess we had enough. Remember when we said we'd be together till we both grew grand old? Who would have thought a love like ours would have burned down a crystal cold? Your eyes were so bright and your smile was so warm. Your love so strong. But now your eyes are turned up and your smile is so far. Your love is gone and it's so sad and done. What we had is gone, cause there's no more us. Oh, when it's all sad and done, what we had is gone, gone, gone. I'm the bad guy. I know your girlfriend's mad, right? Mad, right? I was supposed to be the man of your dream. Instead, now I'm the man of your nightmare. It's not fair. You think I don't care? Even my mama said we was the perfect pair. Sort of like Brad Pitt and Jennifer. But we were folding at the seams like a pinup. And my last name was Heff. Come on. Miss call, miss text, miss email. Blowing up my phone saying how in the hell could you be so cool, so cold, so mean to me? The way you killed this thing. My mama emailing saying I'm praying for you, baby. Mama wish I could tell you how I'm going crazy. I mean, I'll say I'm crazy. Maybe I'm crazy. Wish somebody please come and save me. Cause it's no more you and I. No more long goodbyes. No more tears to cry. We're done making up. There's no more us. There's no more you and me. We're just a memory. I guess we're history. And it's all because there's no more us.
Said it's all said and done. What we had is gone. But there's no more us. Oh, when it's all said and done. What we had is gone. But there's no more us. There's no more you. There's no more love. Goodbye. There's no more tears to cry. We're done making up, and it's all because there's no more.
Get my grown woman up.
I'm in the bank and we're in the bank. I'm doing so good. And you try to hate.
to be in a war. I don't know what it's like to be so far away from my family.
And I don't know what it's like to be the one who stays home.
I don't know what it's like.
I don't know what it's like.
I don't know what it's like to be in a war. I don't know what it's like to be so far away from my family.
And I don't know what it's like to be the one who stays home.
But I do know.
I do know this.
No matter how patriotic
you are. How patriotic you are.
Or how loving you are.
Being in a military family can be harder than anyone knows.
If you're feeling at a loss,
you're not alone. There's help.
If you need to talk to someone,
please.
Please call this number. It's confidential and free.
Your family needs you. We need you. Thank you for your service.
You might know me. I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger. And find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Yes, and we are back. Did you miss us? I know you did. I know you did. Mitri, where you at? You
yo, right? I'm in the building as usual.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We are back. And I want to say thank you to Just Jay for coming on. That was his hit, "There's No More Us," available for download on his SoundCloud page. Check him out. He got some real good stuff on there. If you haven't already, follow him, you know. People on the move, help them out, you know what I'm saying? That was also Desiree with Grown Woman. We didn't get to spin her record earlier, but we got to play it now, so it's all good in the hood, right? Anywho, so what we're going to do now, since it is Black History Month, I am going to read a little article about pretty much, I guess, the origins of Black History Month. Let me find his article here. Okie dokie. Let's see. The origins of Black History Month. Let's see if it has the author on here so I can give this person credit. And it doesn't, but it is from the Association for the Study of African American Life and History. Okay? So here it is. The story of Black History Month begins in Chicago during the late summer of 1915. An alumnus of the University of Chicago with many fields in the city, Carter G. Woodson traveled from Washington, D.C. to participate in the national celebration of the 50th anniversary of emancipation sponsored by the state of Illinois. Thousands of African Americans traveled from across the country to see exhibits highlighting the progress their people had made since the destruction of slavery. Awarded a doctorate at Harvard 3 years earlier, Woodson joined the other exhibitors with the Black History Display. Despite being held at the Coliseum, the site of the 1912 Republican Convention, an overflow crowd of 6,000 to 12,000 waited outside for their turn to view the exhibits. Inspired by the three-week celebration, Woodson decided to form an organization to promote the scientific study of Black life and the history before leaving town. On September 9th, Woodson met at the Wabash YMCA with A.L. Jackson and three others and formed the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. He hoped that others would popularize the findings that he and other Black intellectuals would publish in the Journal of Negro History, which he established in 1916. As early as 1920, Woodson urged Black civic organizations to promote, organizations to promote the achievements that researchers were uncovering. A graduate member of Omega Psi Phi, he urged his fraternity brothers to take up the work. In 1924, they responded with the creation of Negro History and Literature Week, which they renamed Negro Achievement Week. Their outreach was significant, but Woodson desired greater impact. As he told an audience of Hampton Institute students, "We're going back to the beautiful history, and it's going to inspire us to greater achievements." In 1925, he decided that the association had to shoulder the responsibility. Going forward, it would both create and popularize knowledge about the Black past. He sent out press release announcing Negro History Week in February 1926. Woodson chose February for reasons of tradition and reform. It is commonly said that Woodson selected February to encompass the birthdays of two great Americans who played a prominent role in shaping Black history, namely Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, whose birthdays are the 12th and the 14th, respectively. More important, he chose them for reasons of tradition. Since Lincoln's assassination in 1865, the Black community, along with other Republicans, had been celebrating the fallen president's birthday. And since the late 1890s, Black communities across the country had been celebrating Douglass. Well aware of pre-existing celebrations, Woodson built Negro History Week around traditional days of commemorating the Black past. He was asking the public to extend their study of Black history, not to create a new tradition. In doing so, he increased his chances for success. This is a long story. One more paragraph. Yet Woodson was up to something more than building on tradition. Without saying so, he aimed to reform it from the study of two great men to a great race. Though he admired both men, Woodson had never been fond of the celebrations held in their honor. He railed against the ignorant spellbinders who addressed large convivial gatherings and displayed their lack of knowledge about the men and their contributions to history. More importantly, Woodson believed that history is made by the people, not simply or primarily by great men. He envisioned the study and celebration of the Negro as a race, not simply as the producers of great men. And Lincoln, however great, had not freed the slaves. The Union Army, including hundreds of thousands of Black soldiers and sailors, had done that. Rather than focusing on two men, the Black community, he believed, should focus on the countless Black men and women who had contributed to the advance of human civilization. So that is that article. It actually goes on and on and on. I will read out the title again. It's The Origins of Black History from the Association for the Study of African-American Life and History. I thought that was an appropriate article for Black History Month because, you know, you get a lot of people that ask, well, why do we get February? Why is it the shortest month? And, you know, and I don't think a lot of people pay attention to the origins of Black History necessarily. They just kind of know, you know, Black History Month, whatever, whatever, you know. So, yes, so what are your thoughts on that article, Mr. Dimitri D?
That's a very deep article. I've learned something today.
You say you learned something today? Well, what's your take on Black History Month in general? Like, you know, like what do you do to celebrate or to, I guess, acknowledge Black History Month?
I always acknowledge every Black, you know, Black person's achievement, you know, because, you know, for a beginning, for a while, you know, they didn't say we weren't going to do nothing but be porch monkeys. But, you know, that we were slow, that we didn't know nothing. But, you know, we proved them wrong. That, hey, we smart just like y'all. Some of us are even smarter. So, you know, kudos to all my great black achievers and the ones that's yet to come. We're going to continue. I know as us, as our race, we're always still trying to find a way to reinvent ourselves and to continue to grow. And I'm always going to be happy, even those ones that make us look like, what the hell is he doing?
Buffoon cone.
They're trying. But the whole point of their life is they're trying. They're not just sitting there being passive, you know, not saying nothing, or just, you know, don't look at me, don't look at me. Yeah, I'm black, but don't look at me. At least they're willing to, you know, stick their chest out and make their voice heard. And some of them learn when to shut up. The other ones keep striving to keep, you know, keep pushing forward. You know, we need more new inventions by the black man. We need more black doctors, nurses. You know, we got the black president too. We ain't gonna let him be. We ain't trying to let him be the only one.
Right.
In history.
Right.
So, you know.
You're absolutely right.
Keep pushing forward.
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely agree. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Like,
you good, Ma. You good. I'm good. I'm shutting up. I made my point.
Well, you said I said it. No, I'm just messing with you. But, my opinion of Black History Month, I will say that, you know, I think it's awesome, you know, to be able to know your history. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't know where you come from, you can't possibly have a clue of where you're trying to go. Or, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not going to say possibly, but, like, I find it hard to believe. Like, you have to know, hey, we come from this. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we've come a long way. And, you know, and sometimes I see people, I feel like, man, y'all setting us back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you see kids that don't value kids and parents, you know, because it's not necessarily just the kids that don't value education and stuff like that. It's like somebody had to die. You know what I'm saying? For you to be able to act stupid and just, you know what I'm saying, waste time in class. So, you know, people had to die and fight for you to be here. You know what I'm saying? And that's deep. That's as deep as it gets. You know what I'm saying? To die for what you believe in. And, you know,
true.
I don't want to sound like no old phobia, you know, but on the same token, it's just like, you know, I mean, it's real deep. You know what I'm saying? And I just wish that a lot more people would pay attention to what past generations had to go through so that you can act ignorant and act crazy and do all this silly shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, someone had to die for that. You know, somebody had to speak out because they weren't getting those privileges, and now we're getting them, and people looking like, why do we get them those privileges? You know what I'm saying? Well, some of them at least, you know, because there are black people that got sense, and then we just got some straight-up niggas out there. Excuse my French. Well, there's some straight niggas running around, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to say, hey, if you see somebody acting crazy, pray for them. And talk to them, because sometimes some people just don't know. If you knew better, you do better in most instances. But, you know, whatever. Anywho, so what we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and we're going to spin another record or two, and then when we come back, we have a new segment that I'm going to introduce tonight called Open Mic Night. We're going to have my guy Keywan K Bills come on and hit a quick freestyle, and you know, and we're gonna see how it go. Yeah, we're gonna see how this works. So I'm gonna go ahead and spin another record, and then we will be back. So let's see, who do we hit? We're gonna go with Donnie Ray, The Drinking Game. So let's do it.
What's your accent, girl? It's gotta be Lebanon or something, right? You say you're a model, but you ain't broken to the limelight. I heard it's a whirlwind phase. You should be living up on these days. And I not taking pain. You're paying your time and space. This is a drinking game. Take one shot and let it rain on your heart till you feel the flame and all the things that come with it. That come with it. That come with it. That come with it. But soon you gon' feel the pain from all these shots. And that's the reason that you'll never make it to the top. Cause life ain't no drinking game. 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 And she told me, she told me, I told she, I told she, my heart was like a low below. I said, damn girl, stop, turned around and said, take another shot with me. So I said, call it living in the moment. She whispered in my ear, told me, baby, if you want it, you gotta take it before it's too late. And if you make it, make it, don't forget me. But I won't forget you, no. Remember everything about you. I promise to remember you.
Life ain't no drinking game. Because if it was, it'd be a whole lot of drunk people walking around every day.
Okay.
All day. 24/7. Okay, feeling good somewhere. But, you know, the drinking games can get you messed up, too. Ooh, that's a whole nother tale, a whole nother story for a whole nother day. But, yes, I am going to bring my guy, Kiwan K. Bills, on. Have him talk a little bit about himself, and then, you know, we're going to just play a little track and see what he can do. You know what I'm saying? Give him a little time to shine on the air. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, let me go ahead and bring him on. What's up? What's up, K-Bills? What's going
what's good,
on?
What's good? What's good? What's good? I'm chilling, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So it's me and Mitri on here. Won't you tell the airwaves a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you're trying to do, and, you know, whatever you want the world to know about K-Bill.
Well, first of all, K-Bill is from East St. Louis, 618 stand up, you know. And me, myself, I'm just trying to inspire people. You know, I don't do all the gangbanging music, you know. I have a few tracks with Ms. Ray herself, you know. Look them up. Chasing Dreams, and The Fall, my debut single, is still making some noise right about now, you know. I'm 21, you know, trying to do a little something, you know, trying to make moves. I mean, what else do I know?
Okay, I mean, hey.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, 21, you got plenty of time to get there, especially if you start pushing hard and doing what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You definitely can get there. So what you think about this music right here? You think you can bust a freestyle to it?
It's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, I try to be versatile. So, you know, it's not nothing. You know, I'm going to bust a little something, you know. See what we got right here. Okay. Mhm. This is recorded hip hop. I'm trying to break a couple of ankles. Most rappers bad news, and I just changed the fucking channel. They say they killing the game, but how you showing with no ammo? On the house I looking in, I see the niggas with no window. Keep it moving, but future ahead. I do my thing with no bed. I say I get it hard. They say they like to get it. I'm just talking. Nah, maybe. I'm just to kill it. These rappers, when I'm done, exclusive like flat flows. Claiming balling, but they breaking with no windows. Behind closed doors, they blue lights and police. That's talent, most rappers lack. They see me, hand up an Oscar. And they bet out rapping. These actors in hip-hop, and they need a Grammy. The game is empty, and I'm just seeing windows. I'm just laying on the beat, I'm sorry. I ain't participate on this beat they had me thinking. It's just something about the scene I like rapping. This beat they gave me, it's called something different. But I'ma go ahead and kill it for my girl, Ray. I love you, Ray. I'm your biggest fan. I'm sorry about your man. He gonna be mad. I hope he don't keep me on my hand.
Boy, you crazy.
I'm just laying around, y'all.
Okay. That's where we ending, or are you gonna keep it rolling?
Nah. Let me get serious though. Let me fill this dude.
Okay, I'm gonna start this back. I'm gonna start it back up. I'm gonna give you. Here you go. I'm gonna start it back up. So here we go. We coming from the beginning.
All right.
You got a little feel
plan
for it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, the game is CPR, plus this is like surgery. Never cared for my life on this mic, I still murder him. I'm a still hip-hop, call the police, it's a burglary. Get back if you think I'm something like them dead rappers. I put hip-hop on my back, and I've never been in backwards. Hip-hop is in my pocket, and I took it like I kidnapped it. Ain't never busted bitches, and slanging cracks. It's about saying red stories and saying some fucking facts. Some of these rappers ain't good, only good at Christmas rapping. I got hip-hop on my back, no chiropractor. This is a race to be the best, better keep up. I'm taking charge of the game. I'll get left like a school bus. Life is like the chest move. You gotta do what you gotta do, as long as you make the right move. Talk about me, I knock the rub off your goo. If you're playing with me, you play the loser, I play the win.
Okay,
oh, that's
okay. I'm a freestyle and we gonna spin another record.
What?
I'm like the 45-second freestyler. Okay. Thank you, Kay Bills, for calling in. Yeah, Negro, you my friend. Thank you, Meat Tree, for having my back. I know my rap is hella whack, but I'm rhyming. You niggas can't touch it. I'm rhyming. Okay, I'm done. That's all I got.
Wow.
Wow.
Y'all didn't even know. Besides
you
want a
buddy?
She got the ill flow. She got the ill flow for him. Y'all didn't even know.
They went here
ready for it.
Y'all
ain't
ready
for the Oxy-Cola and R&B. Hey, Ray, tell them they weren't ready for the Oxy-Cola and R&B game. What?
Oh, yeah, they weren't ready for that. They don't know nothing about that. What you got, Mitri? You going to spin something or we going to spin another track? What you going to do, Mitri?
Man. Oh, no, man. It's been so long since I did some things. Oh, no, I got that 90s flow, yo. They don't want to hear that. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they recycling that 90s flow, though, right now. Well,
I'm good.
Oh, man, Mitri scared.
I get them next week. I got the one for next week, baby. I got you.
All right, well, we're going to do it next week. And we about to spin another track. Thank you, Kay Bills, for calling in. Peace. Have a good one.
Oh, no problem. Make sure y'all get that single to fall, man, okay? Free turn, my girl, right off. Gotta get that.
Yes, you can download it on SoundCloud. You can download it on Reverb Nation. Check it out. It goes. It's deep. I'm not just saying it because I'm singing the hook, but I really do like the song. So check it out. Check him out. Hit him up. Reverb Nation. SoundCloud. K.Bills. Hit him up. So the next song we're about to spin and get into here is the Derelict Tongues, Hanging Like a Hobo.
I don't know, man,
what's going on out here, but we're going to play it.
Wait. I'm feeling them.
I know you're listening, big bro. I'm killing you when I talk to you, for real. I'm getting you, Green.
Wait a minute, what's wrong with this song?
Nothing. This is my favorite, this one of the favorite tracks, yo.
Okay,
well, that's the flow.
Yeah.
Look, they get to hear me now, and I don't even have to flow, see? I'm good. Here come my freestyle now for y'all.
Boom, here we go, let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, bums and hobos, lend me a dollar for the derelict tongues. Special guest, Mad Dog.
Ride the rhythm like Hayo Silver. Wait, whoa, Nelly. I want my daddy's records like Blind Melville Jelly. And crazy may describe it, but it's simply kind of natural that I could squeeze the juice as if my name was Mr. Snapple. Fever, I feel it. The vibe shakes me up. Don't like the Hulk, but I'm black, so forget the Stanley Cup. Oh, well, bump, it's the tongue, Mr. Porno. Can I freak it? Freak it like a pervert Tom. So won't you peep it like, oh, Guinea. So here's the buffet. Hockey, socky, hockey. We be kicking like a sexy. It's a boogie night. Like a disco party. Watch me get down and do the hokey pokey. Then turn myself around. Right back to reality. Now you know it's me. So bring back my leprechaun, cause I'm feeling lucky like Frosted Lucky Charms. It's magically the flavor, cause this is the flavor that we savor. Neighbor, like a royal flush, I got the poker face. So can't you see I'm not the joker? The way that they get a load of me and the tongue, flickety split, we beat the bums on the curves. Residing in the woods, cause we stay in the birds of the shy, the city. It's windy, so they say, but ask the queen if it's just another day. Hey, I'm on the road like toilet paper, cause I got the shit. I must admit, yeah, I must admit, like Century 21, we be housing. Audi 4 plus 1 equals 5,000. Hanging like a hobo, speaking derelictly. Smooth is the groove, so check, check, check me. Hanging like a hobo, speaking derelictly. Smooth is the groove, so check, check, check me. Hanging like a hobo, speaking derelictly. Smooth is the groove, so check, check, check me. Hanging like a hobo, speaking derelictly. Smooth is the groove, so check, check, check me. Check, check, check me. Check, 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 check me. Check, check me. Check, check, check me. Check, 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 check me. Smooth is the groove, so check, check me. Smooth is the groove, so check, check, check me.
one air. Gravitation was weighing me down, but your love got me floating now. The universe now is one. Since you lived in my heart,
there's no need for the
and I can't believe it's what you do to me. We're so far out this galaxy,
no rocket could have brought me
beyond these stars. It must have been your gravity.
No, not until the phenomenon of the feeling of a new song
could ever keep me from you,
from beyond the stars, just to put her in Mars.
I can feel you pulling me, it's gotta be your gravity.
Yeah, you got me.
Like an astronaut, the way you've got me blasting off and flying through your Milky Way. I feel like your destiny, the man who came to rescue me. My dreams are not reality, and I can't believe it's what you do to me. We're so far out this galaxy,
you brought me
beyond these stars. Are aligned and your galaxy revolves around me. My heart is in your palm. Hold on. Lead the way beyond Saturn's rings to the astral planes. Boy, you've got me.
Funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free.
Funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free.
Funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free. Funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free. Funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free. Funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free. Funk is you, funk is me, funk is us, funk is free.
One up, okay, let's go. Step this up, Monopoly, hotel, houses, dead, buff, fresh, we breaking bread. Come sit with us, and it just might be your last. Who can you trust? Die, I'm in the winning, expensive linen. Three-story ceiling, lettuce for eating lettuce. Suspended, die, clock, controls the shows that we killing. Rick out the dudes that we dealing. I got the rover, we willing, ha-ha. Yeah, it's cayenne pepper too quick to catch us. And rapping some etching sketches and etching to get it now. Yeah, I'm on my grind, my grizzly rhyme with the grimy. Gritty, gritty, get it out on the city block. Yeah, the top to carry a Glock. Open for red with a dot, hoping to marry a rock. Oh, yeah, this game is good as it goes. Like number 23, selling out of all of these shows. And who am I? I'm Tony Monroe, let me say hi. And I know it's kinda rude for me sitting on in your eye. But I got them on my mind, wanna tell these bitches goodbye. Do some back up all your shit, it could give me piece of this pie. There's many that have come and there's many that's gonna try. But straighten up your aim, cause you really don't wanna die. Net game, freedom alive, yo, him and I are the best in this game, for real, there ain't no time. And here I come, pull up wide as a mouse, pull up pounding on them drums. I was found, but then I was lost down in them slums. Then found again, drink of the hustlers, water the bum. And it's best you not to listen, you innocent and you young. Cause these kids these days is way too experienced with their tongues. They'll cuss you in a hurry, should worry with curry guns. Nick Cannon, money standing with big cannons. Planning, get this call around this planet. Like Joe Jack, Mike and Janet, it's gigantic. Titanic, tap of ice, I want, damn it. And a little pup to ride on my purse, easy to manage. Stay away, you ain't attacked, easily damaged. First 48 on the case, like Reggie Hammond. 48 laws of power, you understand them. Dump these cowards off on an island to die famine. Who am I? I'm Tony Monroe, let me say hi. And I know it's kinda rude for me spitting on in your eye. But I got them on my mind, wanna tell these bitches goodbye. Do some back up all your shit, it could give me peace of this pie. There's many that have come and there's many that's gonna try. But straighten up your aim, cause you really don't wanna die. Next game, freedom alive, yo, him and I are the best in this game, for real, there ain't no guys. Be, so, and here I come.
Tony Monroe.
Be, by, so, and here I come.
Got a line. Come on.
Be, by, so, and here I come.
On the clock.
Be, by, so, and here I come.
N.E.T.
I'm DJ Crazy Too.
Tell your bitch to come in.
You know the hardest motherfucking DJ in the world.
Mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's at 58 years old. 8 years into the disease was when all the light went out.
For me, it was heart-wrenching.
Looking into the eyes of somebody with Alzheimer's sometimes, you just don't see the person's soul is like gone.
And it takes a toll on everyone. I mean, it's a depressing disease to watch unfold before your eyes.
She actually thought those of us who were caring for her and who loved her most were her worst enemies.
More and more responsibilities fell on my shoulders.
This disease just ravages a family.
It changes your life.
The magnitude of it is indescribable. My mother taught me to be in the moment.
We have to live in the moment with them.
And I'm going to be with that person right now in this moment, wherever she is.
Now is the moment. If we work together, we can stop this epidemic.
Contact Bright Focus and learn more.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew!
Wait.
Mom, what?
What?
Huh?
Hold
What'd
on.
What'd you say? Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Yes, and we are back, honey. Okay, I know you missed us. Meet you, D, baby. You still there with me? We still rocking? Meetri. Where you at, Meetri? Meetri done took a pause for the
No,
pause.
I'm here. Mom, I'm here. I'm with you.
Oh, I ain't hear you. I'm like, Meetri didn't abandon me. I'm feeling up, sitting up here like, feeling like Miss Seeley. When her sister had to leave. I'm just messing with you.
We got to give her that crap.
Right. I'm doing it. You just can't hear me. Okay, so we're waiting on the next interview to call in, but we're going to keep this party bus moving, honey, to the next topic because we're running short on time. So, yeah, the next topic it is tonight we're going to be talking about child stars. Okay, I found an article called Seven Reasons Child Stars Go Crazy, an insider's perspective by Mara Wilson. Mara Wilson, she was a child star. She was in movies such as Mrs. Doubtfire and Matilda, and she wrote this article based on her experience and her observation while she was, you know, out there doing her thing as a kid. So I'm going to go ahead and get that pulled up. Let's see here. She said when she was a kid, she did a few movies. Oh, no duh, right? She said it was genuinely a good experience, but every day I'm glad I wasn't Olsen twin famous. Not many child stars make it out of Hollywood alive or sane, and at any given time there are at least three former ones having a very public breakdown. And she says, why does this happen? She said, one, their parents won't help them. Just to kind of give like a, I kind of skim through the articles because I mean they're kind of long and I don't want to have to read it pretty much, like, pretty much what she was saying is, like, some of the kids are working to support the parents, you know what I'm saying, to take care of the house. She was saying something about one of her co-stars, which was a teenager. They didn't want to do it, but she said, well, why are you doing it? And she said, well, you know, I have to help take care of the house. She said, fortunately for her, she didn't have to take care of the house. Like, all of her money was set aside for her, but a lot of these kids are the breadwinners, you know, and I think that's a little cray, you know what I'm saying? But I guess. She said, number six, their parents sometimes can not help them. This one, it says, even good non-stage parents can have trouble asserting authority over their kids. My parents, I think, did things right. They didn't always pick the greatest movies for me to be in, but they were very supportive and responsible about my money. But even they had to answer to a higher power. She said, when I was seven, I went to the premiere of the movie 9 Months. I don't remember much about the movie beyond Hugh Grant stammering and some placenta jokes. But I do remember a red carpet reporter asking me my opinion about Hugh Grant and getting busted for prostitution. Well, that's kind of deep to ask a seven-year-old, don't you think? Or is that just me?
No, that's too, you know, what, a seven-year-old, really? Oh, he was wrong for sticking his wee-wee inside the, you know, what you want to say, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's like that the was, innocence is, like, gone. You know, goodness gracious, you know. I'm going to skip on down to the next one. She says five. She says they get used to the love and attention and they lose it. She said the first week of her first movie, Mrs. Doubtfire, she got gifts from every cast member. She said when an interviewer asked her what she loved most about acting, she said, I forgot about all the joy of becoming someone else on camera and said you get a lot of presents sometimes. So it sounds like they're kind of spoiled from the gate, you know what I'm saying? Are they kind of getting used to people? right. So I get all the free stuff. Look, okay. Look, I don't know if I would make my kids do nothing like that. That would have to be their choice. But
I want one of my kids to go into film business. Like, yeah, that's my boy.
But you know what my thing is I don't think there's anything wrong with it if that's what the kid wants to do. But when it starts becoming where the parent is forcing the kid to do it, you get what I'm saying? Like the kid ain't, they really don't have any interest in doing it. They, like she said in the first, with number seven, pretty much the guy that was, or a girl, I'm assuming, whoever it was, they pretty much didn't want to do it anymore, but they felt like they had to do it to support their family. You know what I'm saying? Like they kind of like, you know, shit, that sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the breadwinner, and how old are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you paying the bills.
I'll be like, what'd you say? Do it for daddy.
Right, make mama proud.
That's $500,000 they want to pay you for doing this, saying this one little line. Just say hi. That's what you got to say. $500,000. Just say hi. You say hi 24/7. Just say hi.
But I just personally couldn't imagine, you get what I'm saying, having to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like having to make my kid go out there and bring home that money. You know what I'm saying? We banking on you, like the weight of the world on his shoulders. You know, like I just think that's crazy.
I wouldn't say all that. I want it to be always fun. Make it, you know, it should be always fun to them. So it don't seem like they're forced to do it. You know, if you make it fun for them, let them know, hey, babe, whenever you're ready to quit, you know, it is what it is. We're going to be all right. You know, because some people, like, you know, like she said, some people, you know, some kids, they've been doing it for the family, you know, and they really tired. But, you know, the family done got used to that life. You can't quit.
Yeah.
You know. Hey, whenever you're ready to quit, quit. If you don't want to do the movies no more, that's fine.
The thing is, like, some of these kids are, like, kids, you know what I'm saying? They ain't like they, like, 17, 18, you know what I'm saying? They, like, 7, 8, 9, you know, like, little bitty kids. And, you know, I just think that it's a bit much. But the number four, they have been sexually exploited. Okay, so I'm going to let me skip down to the juice of this article. It says to be a teen idol is to be vulnerable. Brooke Shields has said that being a sex object led her to feel like she wasn't in control of her own body and is one of the reasons she didn't have sex until she was 22. Natalie Portman has said similar things. And sometimes it gets violent. Former child stars Corey Feldman, Corey Haim, and Ty Bridges all went on record saying that they had been sexually assaulted by adult men when they were young, and that they were likely many more child molesters in Hollywood. Actress Rebecca Schaefer was, yes. You heard me?
Hold on. Hey, I got to cut you off for 1 second. So Ty Bridges said he was sexually assaulted by a man. Are you trying to say Mr. Drummond was filling on him? Is that what he was saying?
Man, you know it's perverts in Hollywood. Now get no damn about you being kid.
Wait. Okay, let's think about it. The shows that Ty Bridges was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Different Strokes. What else? Let me think else. You mean anything else?
I think that was probably the highlight of his career. If it was something else, it wasn't that big.
So
it wasn't as big as that show.
So you're saying Mr. Drummond was
You can't put that on that man. Hold on. You can't put that on that man. Out of all the perverts in Hollywood.
While he was a child star, he spent the majority of his
time. But that don't mean he was
the
one that got the booty. I mean, it could have been somebody else that got him.
Okay. What other man was on Different Strokes besides Mr. Drummond?
I mean, I don't know, but it could have been a producer. It could have been a dude in the back sweeping the floor. It could have been anybody. It don't mean it was that man. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't say it was him, so you can't put that on him. You know what I'm saying? Whoever it was, apparently he ain't even want to name him more.
Yeah,
I'm just saying you can't put that on him. If it's not documented, if it didn't come from the horse's mouth, you can't say it was him. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying keep it fair. But let's get back to this right quick. It says actress Rebecca Schaefer. You crazy. It says actress Rebecca Schaefer was killed by a stalker after he saw her in bed with the male character in the film and denounced her as another Hollywood whore. But even when it's not violent, it's not pleasant. When the person that wrote this, she said, when I was 12 years old, I made the mistake of looking myself up on the internet. I know not to do that now unless I want to stay up all night imagining the kind of person who replaced my Wikipedia article with nothing but the word poo. One of the things I found was a foot fetish website dedicated to child actresses. That's kind of sick. That's pretty sick. I mean, but unfortunately, it's them type of perverts. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny, but molestation and all that type of stuff happens all the time. That's why it's not a surprise to me that it happened to kids in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Like, not shocking at all.
they're not different from any regular kid. It happens, you know.
Oh yeah, not only that, then they're kind of put in adult positions. Like, what was that movie called? The Professional. I forget the man's name, but I think that was Natalie Portman in the movie, and she was like she was like his love interest, kind of, sort of, so to speak. And you know, she came off. Come on now, he would do anything for her. Like, I mean, it was very. It was like one of them things where the younger girl looks up to the older man. You could tell maybe in a few years he gonna try to hit it. Like, that's that's what I got from that.
That was my movie, man. That's one of my favorite movies.
It's a good movie, but
that's cool.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, she was kind of put in a position where, you know, like, lines could be crossed. You know what I'm saying? If the right person was there. But we're going to go to the next, number three. Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm shutting up.
No, I'm listening to what you had to say before I go on.
We ain't got that much time. Go ahead. Read.
We running a little short. Okay. So they need to rebel but can't. Probably one of the reasons this is the author talking about herself. One of the reasons she never was big into partying as a teen was because she was scared of the public finding out. She said friends of hers would sometimes post things that she said or pictures, and it was on public sites, which caused rifts and some serious trust issues. Even now, she tries to duck out at parties when someone brings a camera, even though she's well over 21. She hasn't been recognizable in years, and her parties tend to be less coke orgy, more board game bonanza type stuff. So pretty much she's a square. But she says nearly every teenager rebels. But most of them have about five people they need to answer to when they screw up: teachers, school administrators, and their parents or guardians. Maybe the police or other authorities if they're rowdy or growing up in a rough area or a wise neighborhood if they grow up on a sitcom. So, I mean, I definitely agree that, that they do need to rebel. Sometimes you got to go crazy. You just got to run free and get it out your system. You know what I'm saying? And then normally you okay. You back to normal. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go crazy in a late teens, early 20s. At least most of the people I know, you know what I'm saying? When, you know, they did their craziness and then it's out their system. You know, you want to be like 30, 40 doing shit you should have did when you was like 17, 18, you know what I'm saying? Or early 20s, like, you know, but shoot. I think what it is. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I think what it is that Hollywood, just being under that magnifying glass and everything that you do, you know what I'm saying, is so looked at and frowned at. Like, I mean, I could see how that could be really, really difficult, you know, for kids. Like, you can't, because if you do something crazy, it's going to make the news, he or she's having a mental breakdown, they're going crazy, or whatever the case may be, you know.
I know if it was me, would nobody ever see me. They'd be like, he did the movie, but I ain't seen him since he did the movie. He was at the premiere, and he just, like, he disappeared. Boy, I never leave. What did I even leave the house for? So they could say, oh, Dimitri was out there drinking and acting all crazy, and he's underage. Man, they'd never find me. They'd be photoshopping me. To make me look bad.
They making lies up on you. I just go out in disguise. I give me a wig, tuck these dreadlocks up under it, put me on some shades. Look, I'm going to give me a whole different look. They don't even know who it is. I'm going to be looking crazy. But, I mean,
okay.
If that's what you got to do, you got to,
get the fat boy suit. Throw the fat boy suit on and put an afro on and be walking down the street.
Hold on, get you a friend that's a makeup artist so they could totally do you over. You'd be looking like a whole other person. Like, well, you got to do what you got to do. Okay, so we got two more. Then we're going to spin a record. Then we're going to come back and we're going to put our two fingers up in there and shake them on you ninjas and go to sleep and go do some other stuff because we're about to go off the air. But number two, they don't know what else to do. If you talk to Lindsay Lohan, I'd encourage her to get the hell out of acting and into something soothing, take up botany or something, but she wouldn't be likely to listen to me, and not only because I'm younger. You ain't younger than Lindsay Lohan. Girl, bye. But not only because I'm younger and way less hot than her, it's because she has been acting all her life. She has a little education, and in her mind, there's nothing else she can do. She's likely to keep doing it, even if it's she's making herself and maybe also the people she works with miserable. Now, I don't know if she's younger than Lindsay Lohan, because I know when she was a little girl, I was a little girl, so I don't know. She might be lying. But anyways, number one is they can't escape it. People who meet as an adult are often surprised that I'm alive and have never been in prison or rehab. Sometimes they're disappointed I'm not cooler. I'm a normal-looking woman living in a two-bedroom apartment in one of the less cool neighborhoods in New York. I write stuff and tell stories, but I'm not a celebrity, and I wouldn't want to be one. I'm much more reformed drama nerd. Oh, come on, Rachel, get it together. Reformed drama nerd than former child stars, and I like it that way. One of the reasons I love living in New York is that no one gives a shit about celebrities. Okay, well, that wraps that up there. Thank you. Okay, what's her name? Thank you, Mara Wilson, for that. Yes, for that article. I'm a little indifferent. I think she gave us a good insight on why some of them are crazy, but on the same token, it seems like she might be a little jealous. But but that's just my opinion. Well, you know, she's saying she don't want to be. But, we got another call. What? We got another call here. Let's see who this is. Let's see who this is. Hold on. I'm going to spin a record and see what's going on here. I'm going to spin a record. Oh, well, they dropped. So, that's cool. So I'm going to spin a record. Then we're going to come back, and like I said, we're going to put our two fingers in the sky, and we're going to shake it up, and we're going to get on out this piece. Okay? So let's see. We're going to play, who hasn't got to spin tonight? We're going to play Rico Barreno, Follow Us. So let's get it.
Yeah. I can see it from across the room. Head done tatted up. Everyone's trying to take a swing at her. Game face better. I'm on Twitter deck, she's on Twitter drug. Effing about the knucklehead promoters and dope boys. I'm tweeting about her, but she don't know. Tweeted by a couple homeboys, I know that I got a crush.
Oh, gee, you're digging me too. I wanna act
your name, but pound I can't cuss.
I got a crush on one of my followers.
Should I speak or should I stop?
I got a crush on one of my followers.
I wanna let her know, but rather.
I got a crush on one of my followers.
Next is my name.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back up in this B.I. itch. We're about to go ahead and close it out for tonight. I know Geely was trying to give us a call in, but we're about to actually go off the air. So we're going to go ahead and say our goodbyes, and we're going to bump his song on, off, you know, so he can get that airplay, get it played. But, yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for listening in, tuning in, calling in, whatever it is you did tonight to help benefit this show and help us move on with our mission in life, you feel me? And, you know, you could have been anywhere, like I said, doing anything with anybody, but you rocking with us, you listening to us, boogie fisting with us, all that good shit. So thank you, and much love. Have a good night. What you want to say, Mitri B, a.k.a. No Reasons? What you want to say? What you got to say?
real quick. For all you super producers, we also got a new segment coming. We're gonna bump all new producers' beats. You know, all you up-and-coming producers that's dropping these fat beats, go ahead, send it to us, dhourradio@gmail.com. You know, send it to us. Let us get, you know, send us the information about you, your track. You know, let us hear, you know, let us bump you for a little bit. We're going to get a producer some of this power, too. You know, some of this action.
Boom.
We don't want to leave y'all out because without y'all,
some of these people wouldn't be shit.
They can't do nothing without you. So we want you to throw us some of your beats. Maybe some of these up-and-coming artists is trying to hear you. We need some new beats. Y'all can collabo. And it'd be all thanks to the D-Hour show. So check us out on that. We're gonna bring that to you probably next week, too. So we got y'all. We're going to bring y'all everything that you need to get out here in this world. Indie Up Saturday's always bringing the hot stuff.
Yes, on the D-Hour Network, baby. So I'm going to go ahead and play Real Nigga by Geely. They're about to boot us off the air, so we're going to get as much of it as we can in. Hopefully we get to speak with them next week.
Chris Brown, too, says.
Deuces, peace.
Real niggas doing real things.
Real things.
Put it to the guns, they're real clean. Bad bitch with me, got a mean thing.
Mean thing.
I can just imagine what the haters saying.
Getting money,
what you doing?
Getting money,
what you doing?
Getting money,
what you doing?
Getting money, nigga. I'm getting money.
Real niggas doing real things. From the definition of real mean. I've been a real nigga since day one. It's a lot of pussy niggas, but I ain't one. You can try luck if you want, but when that day come, just know I took my beats to 30 miles from A1. The young fly nigga, the bitch you see it though. You dressing all white, looking like a kid coat. Soon as the shorty steps inside my vehicle, I tell that bitch to say, ah, let me see it though. It's going down, she going down. Yeah, that bitch might be your wifey, but she hoeing now. She said I fuck with real niggas, then you roll with clowns. She says your money lightweight and mine put on some pounds. My fam straight and my kids straight and we eat